colorful lights glow on a tree. Text, Hallmark Channel presents, A Dream of Christmas. Snow falls from above onto an already shoveled walkway, an inflatable snowman and Santa wave back and forth in the wind. Framed photo of a man with his arms around a woman, they both smile with a safari landscape behind them. Man with stubble beard asleep in bed. Woman next to him fidgets with the ring on her finger, arches her brows as she looks to the man. She looks away and closes her eyes before she deeply inhales. As she steps out of bed, she trips over luggage. Recovers to her feet. Glares back at man in bed.
Stuart.
With her long blonde hair pulled back, she stares into the bathroom mirror, picks up a yellow index card with toothbrush in her mouth.
Three C's of Belford Advertising. Creativity, commitment, confidence. Is it confidence?
Unbuttons blazer.
No.
Rebuttons blazer, changes to black dress with black tights.
Confidence.
Smiles broadly in mirror.
In 5 years, I would love to see myself a senior vice president of marketing. That is my dream.
Child runs around kitchen.
Hey, no running!
Woman dodges child.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Morning.
Looks at empty coffee pot.
Auntie Penny, would you please hold your niece for just a moment?
Oh, what?
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Morning.
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 Could you?
I just don't want to mess up my suit.
Yeah. Okay.
You got in late last night.
I was exhausted. I got some great shots. Bighorn sheep, bobcats.
So you got what you needed?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I don't have to go anywhere till after the new year.
Sun eyes him.
I promise.
Hey, Taylor.
Good morning, hey. Sunshine.
Hey, doesn't Auntie Penny look nice today?
Beautiful.
Thank you, Taylor.
That's because Auntie Penny has a very important job interview for her work.
Yes.
For her promotion.
I don't think she knows what promotion means, hon.
Have a cookie.
Shoves cookie in mouth.
Oh, Brian and I are going to pick up the tree today, huh?
I know it's our thing, but Chad and Taylor were asking. I've been traveling, and you have your interview today.
Or we can do it later, Pen.
Yeah.
No, it's 2 weeks till Christmas. We should get a tree, right?
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, my parents are coming over tonight.
I know. Really? I'm sorry, hon. They called when I was boarding the airplane.
This stupid coffee maker always...
Hey, breathe.
I don't have time to breathe.
Young girl smirks.
Hey, you're gonna get the promotion. You're the most talented person I know, and I am not just saying that because I'm your kid sister.
Thanks, Nick. Fourth time the charm.
Is that what they say? Something like
yeah.
that.
Stuart,
okay. Can you please do that later?
Yeah.
Hey, whoa, Mr. Brian, could you please get that from him?
Penny, would you mind?
Yeah.
Chad.
Penny holds infant spoon and sits down beside her.
Hi. Here. You want some? You don't want any?
Pureed food flies at Penny. Penny in original blazer.
Okay.
Stewart with her coat.
Oh, thanks.
Good luck.
I gotta go. I'm late.
The two share a quick cheek kiss as Penny rushes out the front door. With the door open, Stewart watches her leave. Outside, Penny scampers down a walkway between snow mounds with a briefcase in her hand. She reaches her small blue car and gets inside. Bustling city with snow falling down, elevated train rolls on tracks. Penny drives into parking garage.
5 minutes late. It's only 5. That is better than 10. Stay positive, Penny.
Grabs briefcase and hurriedly exits car, runs up escalator past others. Security man at desk with his foot propped up barely acknowledges Penny. A sign reads Belford Advertising and Branding. Penny rushes to her small desk while simultaneously taking off her coat, sets her briefcase down in the chair and throws her coat near a framed photo of bobcats. From her briefcase, she grabs binders and papers and hurries away. Elsewhere, two men and one woman at a large table, one checks their wristwatch. Penny races past the glass windows of the office and pulls open the door, has a seat across from them. They all look to her with neutral faces.
Sorry I'm late. I was in the wrong room.
Man in middle raises pen to make a note. Penny's smile fades. Outdoor sign says ye old Christmas tree lot.
Ever considered a plastic tree?
Ha! Nope.
Why not?
It's clean, packs up in a little box. The kids are happy and there's no mess. How many things can you say that about?
It's gotta be real for me.
And it has to be a Douglas fir.
All right, let's... It's the one.
With one hand on large tree, Stuart's other hand reaches for his phone. Brian struggles with tree alone.
You gonna answer that phone or what?
Yeah, it's Jack from the Anchorage Wildlife Center.
I don't care if it's Jack Frost. Either answer the phone or pick up the tree.
Hey, Jack.
Young boy on Santa's lap, Penny and her sister in line.
They did not even crack a smile. I am not getting this promotion.
Oh, Pen, you don't know that.
First of all, I was late.
I am so sorry about baby Sarah and the carrots this morning.
It's fine.
It's not gonna be for much longer. The house is almost ready.
I like having you guys there. Stu's been traveling so much lately to finish his wildlife book, and I feel like I'm alone half the year. It's really nice having family around.
Looks like Santa's really busy today.
Yep.
Lots of Christmas wishes.
They both smile to the woman behind them. Santa's belly shakes as he chuckles.
Look, I know how important this book is. It's his dream.
Yeah, and you're his biggest fan.
Absolutely. It's why I took the job at the agency, so I could help support us so we could go do it. But I am struggling. 3 years into this job, and not once has even the security guard said hello to me.
Looks to lettering in window.
I mean, just look at that. Gillingham's. There's just no charm, no hook or creativity. See, if I had that account, I bet you I could sell a million artificial trees for Gillingham's.
I'll bet you could.
Penny looks back to woman with raised brows, then nods her head.
Another trip? I mean, you just got back last night.
Yeah, I know, but...
Can you afford it?
No. But if I get these reindeer shots in Alaska, my book is finally done. I can start getting it out there. This could be huge for us. These trips were so much easier when Penny and I took them together. And more fun.
Yeah, she was brilliant at marketing your stuff.
Yeah, she was great. We decided she would take this advertising job.
So you could finish your book.
Yeah. Yeah, and I have to finish it.
Look, somebody had to be the breadwinner.
We made a great team. How am I going to tell her?
How is up to you, but I would do it as soon as possible. Like, now.
Penny's niece whispers into Santa's ear as her sister takes photos.
Nick, have you ever thought about how different your life would be if you made other choices? We all have those thoughts every once in a while, right?
I suppose, but I can't imagine my life without Brian and the kids.
Do you know what I mean? Just the paths we take and what might have been. Hey, Stu, everything okay?
Well, no, it's just, something came up.
Jack from the Wildlife Center up in Alaska just called.
The reindeer started the migration.
Her face droops.
You promised me.
I know, but I have to get up there if there's any chance of photographing them for my book.
Just, when do you have to leave?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
I know, but... It's now or never.
Look, I should be back before Christmas.
Oh, it should be.
Well, I mean...
Okay, I just, you know what? I have to go. I'm at the mall with Nikki and the kids. I'll just see you at the house.
Okay.
Bye.
Another trip?
Can you even believe that? I mean, he just got back yesterday.
Well, can't you just ask him not to go?
It's a lose-lose. If he doesn't go, then I feel terrible for holding him back and him not finishing his book. And then if he does go, then I don't get my husband until Christmas, and he may even miss it. It makes me crazy. Sometimes I just wish I'd never gotten married.
Lights flicker on nearby trees.
That's weird.
Yeah. Ooh, must be a storm out there. I was hoping for some snow, but be careful what you wish for.
Penny half smiles till the woman turns back. Framed photo of Penny and Stuart in big coats with a snowy mountain behind them, Nikki with children on floor.
Yeah.
Brian and Stewart hang candy cane on tree.
Sure is a beauty this year, son.
Thanks, Dad.
Tree's where Christmas begins.
You have the angel, Chad? Oh, yeah, wow.
Young Chad with glass angel.
Now, Uncle Stewart?
It's a tradition in this house that Auntie Penny puts the angel on the tree.
Why?
Well, Chad, did I ever tell you that your Auntie Penny and I met each other at the old Christmas tree lot?
No.
We were both buying trees, Douglas firs. And I looked over, and there she was. And we've been buying Douglas firs together every year since. Well, except this Christmas.
This Christmas is different.
This Christmas was a bit of a challenge for traditions.
There you go, Auntie Penny.
Thank you, Chad.
With Angel, Penny steps up small ladder.
Okay, are we ready?
Ready?
One, two, three.
As Penny sets Angel atop tree, lights begin to flicker. Angel glows brightly and reflects off everyone's face. Penny starts to falter on ladder.
Careful, Penny.
Penny falls backward away from glowing Angel, fluttering particles drift in the air. While in bed with her eyes closed, Penny rolls over and reaches to opposite side. Her arm moves up and down the sheets. She opens her eyes and lifts her head to notice the empty space, glances around.
Stu?
With furrowed brows, she sits up in bed.
Stu?
Descends staircase in pajamas.
Stu? Nick? Brian? Where are you guys?
She reaches the bottom of the stairs and stops in her tracks. Her eyes move across the room to see a pristinely clean and quiet space with holiday decorations. Penny holds a confused expression with her mouth slightly agape as she makes her way through the living room. She nears a Christmas tree with wrapped boxes underneath, lifts a hand and pokes at the tree's white artificial needles. Quickly pulls her finger back from the tree. Continues to scan the room as if nothing is recognizable. She zeroes in on a framed photo which shows her in a warm red coat with a snowy mountain in the background. Next to her is a woman in a green coat who looks exactly like herself. Penny slowly steps into the kitchen, again where no one is to be found. The kitchen counter is clear of everything and sparkles clean. White garland with white ball ornaments hang from the ceiling beam. She comes to a halt and turns her body to see a different coffee machine with individual coffee pots ready to be grabbed. Takes another sweep of the kitchen with her wide open eyes.
What is going on?
Swiftly approaches the cell phone which lays face down on the counter, picks it up, scrolls through contacts, first slowly then speedily.
Who are these people?
Begins to dial a number.
Bueno?
Hello?
¿Quién habla?
Yes, can I please talk to Stuart?
No, señora, tiene el número equivocado.
Hello?
Lowers the phone from her ear with a confused face. Incoming call from Paula.
Hello?
Miss Atwell?
Yes?
Are you on your way? I can't stall for much longer.
What?
Everyone's waiting.
Waiting for what? Who is every...
A presentation. Miss Atwell, we really don't have time for this.
I have a presentation?
Please, just come to work.
Penny looks at the phone and then drops her hands to the counter. She rushes out the door in a skirt and heels, scurries down the snowy walkway while she slides gloves on. Raises her head and slows her steps at the sight of a shiny red sports car in the driveway. Swivels her head in every direction before landing her eyes back at the sports car. Sinks her hand deep into the purse on her arm and fishes out a set of keys. With key fob in hand, she points it toward the car and presses button. Side mirrors expand. Penny holds keys with an open mouth. Bustling snowy city, train runs on elevated tracks. The red sports car rounds the corner in a parking garage. Penny attempts to pull into her previous spot where a white car is already parked.
In my spot? Really?
Escalator stairs rise and Penny steps off. She approaches the security guard, and he quickly stands to his feet.
Excuse me.
Good morning, Miss Atwell.
Looks to him with furrowed brows.
Good morning. There's someone parked in my spot, so I left my car and the loading dock.
I'll have it taken care of right away, Miss Atwell.
Thank you. It's a Jaguar.
Hands over keys.
Of course, Miss Atwell.
Stares at him with a hesitant grin and mouths the words, of course. Men in suits lounge against a counter. They straighten up as they notice Penny. She passes them with her eyes set on her small desk. Once she gets there, she collapses into the chair. A man at the desk beside her swivels her direction and looks to her questionably. Young woman approaches Penny.
My cubicle's a mess. I'm sorry, I'll clean it right away.
Do I know you?
I'm Arden Maxwell. Intern.
Penny darts her gaze to the desk where there's a photo of Arden and a dog.
There you are. Should we go? We should go.
Woman with binder nervously looks to Penny. Elsewhere, Penny raises behind her.
So, what's this presentation? Very funny. Is that what you're wearing?
I always wear this for work.
Adjusts her pink scarf over a blue blouse. The woman pulls open the glass doors of a large office and Penny hesitantly stands in the doorway. Her eyes scan the room, a bright office with a wall of large windows where a vase of fresh flowers sit, a white sectional couch and two chairs.
Miss Atwell? Coming into your office?
Big glass desk with a Mac computer monitor.
My office.
Penny's mouth opens but no words come out. The woman sets papers down at the desk as Penny sidesteps her way in. The woman looks back to notice Penny on the couch. She picks up a coffee mug and brings it to Penny along with a binder.
Your notes, dark roast in a white mug. Any questions?
Penny looks to mug and fidgets on cushion.
What day is it?
December 13th.
Penny nods her head several times.
And you are?
My name is Paula.
Paula.
Paula nods slowly with a nervous gaze.
And you know me?
Yes. I know you. I'm your personal assistant.
Who am I?
You're Penny Atwell, Senior Vice President of Marketing.
Straightens her back and takes a deep inhale before rising to her feet.
Okay. Are you feeling okay? You look as white as a sheet and not in a good way.
Penny pounds the buttons on her desk telephone. Slams down the receiver.
I've got to go now.
But the presentation.
Family emergency.
Grabs coat in person, races out, passes others.
No, Doug.
Excuse me.
I've been here almost a year, and this morning she acts like she doesn't even know me.
Doesn't surprise me. Well, they don't call her the Barracuda for nothing.
Outside, Penny rounds a corner and pulls open the doors of a storefront.
Bit tight, so maybe we go up to probably maybe a half size, because then at least we can fit it
here. There you are.
Hey, what are you doing here?
I need to talk to you.
Okay, I'm just with a customer right now.
Right, like, please?
Okay, yep, I'm sorry. It's my sister. She never comes down here.
So,
yep, must be important. Just give us one quick sec.
Thank you.
Over here.
Nikki and Penny meet over a case of jewelry.
What's going on?
I am having the craziest day of my life.
Okay, well, just calm down. Okay. Breathe. Just tell me about it.
So first, I wake up, and Stu is gone. And then I think, well, maybe he went to Alaska, but there's no sign of him at all in the house. It's like he doesn't even exist, Nick. And then I try to call him.
Okay, could you just stop for 1 second? Who is Stu?
Stu, my husband, Stu.
Your husband? What are you talking about, Pen? You're not even married.
Of course, I am married, Nick. You were the maid of honor at my wedding.
Penny looks to her left hand.
My ring, it must have slipped off. Whoa.
Penny, you are embarrassing me.
Just, you know what, call Brian. I'm sure he'll know. I couldn't find his number in my book.
Who's Brian?
Penny on hands and knees with wide eyes.
What?
Rises up to meet Nikki's face.
Your husband.
I don't have a husband. Okay, Pen, what is going on with you?
No.
Penny?
Your kids, what about your kids?
My kids?
Penny steps backwards.
I gotta go.
Penny? Okay, Penny. Penny!
Penny shuffles down a snowy sidewalk with her head down.
Well, hello, Penny.
Woman from Santa's Queue sits on bench.
How did you know my name?
Oh, I know many things about you, dear.
Penny's head thrusts back and she points to the woman.
Oh, wait, you were the lady at the mall, in the Santa line.
So how's it working out?
How's what working out?
Your wish.
My wish?
You made that wish in the Santa line that you'd never married Stu? So I granted it for you.
Penny responds with scrunched brows, looks away then back.
You're welcome.
Okay, lady, who are you?
You can call me Jane. That's Jane with a Y in the middle.
And what is all this wish stuff?
Well, I fulfill Christmas wishes. That's what I do. And now, right now, you're it. Or to use your advertising vernacular, you're the client. I mean, Santa does very well by the kids, but grown-ups have wishes too.
Okay, Christmas wishes for grown-ups.
Oh, yes. I've done wishes for grandmas, college students, politicians, lots of those. Once, I had this blind baton twirler who
wanted
to become me.
I have to go.
When Penny turns to walk off, the woman appears in front of her. Penny looks back to the empty bench.
How did you do that?
Oh, you know.
No, I don't.
Woman walks into the store and leaves the door open. Penny stays in place, glances back to the bench once more.
Okay, seriously, where's my husband?
You never met Stuart in this world. You got what you wanted. No commitments, no obligations, nothing holding you back.
And my sister?
The wish affects other people, too. Your sister and Brian met because you and Stuart introduced them, right? So, if you never met Stuart in this world, then Nikki never met Brian.
Starting to get a headache.
Oh, I think I might have something for that.
No. You gotta cancel the wish.
There's no going back now. Honey Bunch, this is your world. You're wealthy, single, successful. Enjoy yourself.
The woman vanishes into thin air as Penny is left near a rack of clothing, glancing around the store with a confused expression. Lights flicker on an outdoor Christmas tree beside skyscrapers. A clear award with text, recognition of excellence in marketing and advertising, Penny Adwell, 2014. In her office, Penny stares out the window when Paula walks in.
Ms. Adwell, is everything all right?
She turns to Paula.
Yeah, can you come in, Paula? I have to tell you something.
Paula nears Penny and sits across from her. Penny stands and shakes her head side to side.
This is going to be difficult to understand. I can try. I think I'm living in a twilight zone. You know, like an alternate reality where everything is just turned upside down?
Paula's eyes shift under her glasses.
That's not what I thought you were gonna say. I made a wish. And it came true. I wish that I was never married. I didn't mean it, I just said it.
But you're not married.
I was, for 6 years.
You never told me that.
Well, now you know. And he is gone. And I don't know what to do.
Collapses into sofa.
Permission to speak freely?
Please.
Ms. Atwell,
I'm the only personal assistant you've ever had, and I've never known you to admit that you don't know what to do.
I've never admitted that.
Never. You're the Barracuda.
Barracuda.
Cold-blooded, ferocious. You're the envy of everyone who works at this company. Now, I don't know this ex of yours. I've never met the man. But I say, cut the shackles of your past. Embrace your new freedom. At some point, you have to turn the page.
Turn the page.
That's what you told me when Warren and I broke up.
I did?
You said it was going to be one of the best things that's ever happened to me. And it was. You told me it would give me very much needed me time. You even did the air quotes.
Me time.
Repeat after me. I have a new life.
I have a new life?
Not a question.
I have a new life.
I will seize the day.
I will seize the day.
Here you go. You got it. Old Penny is gone, and new, shiny Penny is about to emerge.
Thank you. I feel a bit better.
Only a bit? You know what always makes me feel better?
What's that?
Large grin on Paula, Penny in a hairstylist's chair.
Penny, maybe just some soft curls, some volume. Confidence.
A light pink coat of polish glides across Penny's fingernail. Paula holds up the Penny a beige lacy floral dress, Penny mouths no. Penny shakes her head no toward a pair of blue high heels Paula playfully moves in the air. A pair of shiny beige heels in Penny's hands makes her broadly smile. Penny shoes away a lilac-colored dress with a plunged neckline, then holds it up to her body and shrugs. At home in front of a mirror, Penny changes dresses several times. Places a pot into the coffee machine, presses button and coffee begins to dispense as Penny stares in wonder. In shiny beige heels with freshly curled hair, Penny steps into her workplace when Paula approaches.
Good morning, Miss Atwell.
Good morning, Paula. 9 days till Christmas and it is finally starting to look like it.
Penny hands over candy cane, proceeds to cubicles to hand out more.
Merry Christmas. Here you go. Can't have Christmas without candy canes.
Yeah, we love candy canes, Miss Atwell. Workers.
Oh, yeah. They're refreshing.
Great! Candy canes!
Just go with
Merry
it.
Merry Christmas! There you go. Merry Christmas, guys!
Don't forget you have Gillingham at 9.
The department store Gillinghams?
Andrew Gillingham. Meet and greet? He wants to rebrand. The notes are in your office.
Hey, how do you feel about an ugly Christmas sweater day for the entire office?
Seriously?
A stylus in Penny's hand as she sits at desk. Man with white beard who previously interviewed her walks in with fruit in his hand.
Avery.
I'm not bothering you, am I?
No, I have Gillingham at 9. Christmas orange, nice.
Yeah, I find them comforting this time of year. Relaxes me.
Are you stressed out?
This Gillingham account, I really hope he goes with us.
I do too.
Yeah, I gave this account to you, Penny, because, well, no one can sell this agency better than you can.
Thank you.
This could be huge for us, Penny.
Avery, relax. Enjoy your clementine. I'm the Barracuda, remember? He is putty in my hands.
Taps his shoulder before she walks out. Avery watches behind her and pops clementine into mouth. Penny and Paula strut past the glass windows of a conference room.
Mr. Gillingham.
Young man in a suit and tie turns to Penny and smiles before he holds out his hand.
Penny Atwell.
Andrew Gillingham, pleasure.
I'm a pleasure too. I mean, my pleasure. The pleasure's all mine. Shall we sit down?
Sure.
No, after you.
No, after you.
No, after you.
They both look to Paula, who giggles, then straightens her face.
Okay.
Andrew follows Penny into the conference room. Paula stays in the hallway and exhales deeply.
I like your name, Penny. Is it short for Penelope?
Just Penny. Like the coin.
Okay. Penny like the coin? I'll make a wish.
Penny's smile fades and her eyes daze away for a moment.
What?
You know, like pennies in a fountain for good luck.
Oh, right. Right. So, you're here to rebrand.
That is the plan.
You inherited Gillingham's, a family department store.
I did, but contrary to popular belief, I work very hard.
I have no doubt, Mr. Gillingham.
Please, Andrew.
Andrew.
The two share eye contact with smiles.
Since you took over the company, sales have been trending downward, unfortunately. I see a few reasons. Can I be frank?
He nods.
The model for Gillingham's has become a dinosaur. Extinct, dated.
No, I get it.
Gillingham's not only lacks an identity in a very overcrowded marketplace, it lacks a strong online presence, and the internet is where it's at. So you can continue to be a department store who has a malt shop in the basement and sells self-cleaning ovens, or you can expand your customer base by offering them a state-of-the-art, integrative online shopping experience. Have you ever thought of a Gillingham's app?
Tell me more.
It's time, Andrew. A new Gillingham's for a new generation. Seize the day.
I'm very impressed, Penny liked the coin.
Thank you.
Andrew looks deeply into her eyes.
Well, before deciding to sign with us.
Sold.
Let me tell you a little about it.
I do not need to think about it. I'll sign. You had me at basement malt shops and self-cleaning ovens.
Great, thank you.
They shake hands and linger there for a moment before Penny pulls away. Later, Avery with a broad smile.
I don't know what you said in there, Penny, but well done.
Andrew approaches and Avery directs him down the hall.
Let me show you our studio.
Paula and Penny keep eyes on Andrew as he walks away. Both of their heads tilt to the side in synchrony. Penny pours ice water from a pitcher to a glass, which she chugs.
Feeling a little flush?
It's been a long week.
TGIF, Ms. Atwell.
Well, lucky me, I get to go home to an empty house.
Mood indigo, 8:30. Francis broke up with Rupert. Again.
Penny with wide eyes.
I know, right? Okay, see you tonight.
With furrowed brows, Penny watches the woman leave.
Paula?
Yes?
Who is that?
Julie Rydell, finance.
I know her.
Friday night is your night with the girls.
Usually on Friday nights, too, and I stay in and watch a movie.
It's a whole new world.
Paula smirks with her arms crossed before her. Penny sips from her ice water. Snowflakes fall outside a cozy bar with low lighting. Inside, okay. Julie and another woman sit at the bar top and sip from martini glasses. Penny nervously walks in and adjusts her coat. The woman notices Penny and waves. Penny cracks a hesitant smile and starts toward them.
That's such a lie, you knew it was coming. You know, Penny, I must admit, I've never seen you like this.
No.
What do you mean?
You're like a different person.
Well, maybe it's the holiday spirit.
That's it. It's the holiday spirit.
I like that.
The usual, Miss Altman.
Oh, the usual. Thank you.
You should try these. They're to die for. Oh.
Is that Susan, do you think? I've been staring at her.
I don't know. I should change her.
Oh.
Penny chews appetizer.
She would love those.
Stew.
Who's Stew?
A friend. It's news to me.
And speaking of news...
Okay, yes, we've been dying to know. What is Andrew Gillingham really like? Seriously, details, please.
He's a successful, good-looking man. Charming.
She takes a sip of drink.
Don't know, that's an understatement. Okay, what about most eligible bachelor in town? Penny, come on, more.
I'm married.
The women look to each other.
To my work.
Right.
Yeah. And besides, he's a client.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Ladies hold up their glasses as Penny glances to a couple at the end of the bar. The woman opens a gift box and gasps.
keep me company.
So, have you ladies done your Christmas shopping yet?
Oh, no, I'm so behind.
No, I never have enough time at Christmas.
Thanks for bringing that. I know, I mean, it's like never.
If somebody could just bottle spare time and sell it, they'd make a fortune, I swear.
You bottle it and then tuck it back in the closet when you don't need it anymore.
Exactly. Like spare time for the woman on the go. Put it under the tree, give it to everyone you know.
Like better than shoes.
Way better.
While she sips her drink, Penny smiles and nods. Penny at her kitchen counter. In front of her sits an open laptop and pads of paper with several colored pencils. She drags a stylus across the tablet to draw a Christmas tree which sits on a box with a capital G. On the screen of the laptop is Gillingham's branding written in pink cursive. Penny continues to doodle on the tablet while looking back and forth at the laptop.
Appreciate you meeting me here, Penny. You sounded urgent.
When I get a flash of inspiration, I like to share it right away.
This is Gillingham's as we have known it for the last 60 years.
Swipes tablet.
We not only want to transform Gillingham's, but we want to transform the way people shop, the way they think. And we want to do it at the busiest time of year, Christmas.
Certainly busy for us.
Andrew, what comes to mind when you think of Christmas?
Christmas trees, mistletoe and garland, lights and decorations, shortbread.
Well, what if I told you that you can get all of those things at the highest quality in one single purchase?
I'd say that would be a huge time saver.
Precisely. Two words. Instant Christmas.
Today's families are always on the go. Life moves fast, holidays even faster. No one has time anymore.
So we want to offer you everything you could possibly need for Christmas in one single box.
Christmas in a box.
Gillingham's is the home of the one-stop Christmas shop. In store or online, get it at Gillingham's.
The Christmas tree, the mistletoe, the garland, the wrapping paper, even Christmas baking is included. Gillingham's famous shortbread.
We don't sell shortbread.
You will.
Penny taps tablet. Lights flicker on tree.
What kind of tree is this?
Fiber optic. It's the most cutting-edge modern tree for the 21st century family.
Our research shows that 50% of American households prefer artificial trees to the real thing. We believe, if positioned cleverly, we can increase our share of that market.
As Paula speaks, Penny nods with a smile.
I love it, but it's 8 days till Christmas. There's no time to do
this. No, of course not. This is all for next year's season. But I would like to put out a teaser on all social media platforms on Christmas Day. From Gillingham's, it says, "We are here, we're rebranding, we have a surprise for you, and we will see you in the new year."
When these are done well, they can go viral in an instant and generate more hashtag traffic than rush hour on the I-90.
Andrew looks to Paula with pursed lips.
Oh, translation. A lot of people are going to see this promotion in a very cost-effective and media-savvy way.
Brilliant. This is cause for celebration. Dinner at Amici's.
Perfect. I have no plans.
Penny's smile fades and Andrew smirks.
I mean, I hear it's nice. Have a good time.
6 o'clock.
Penny and Andrew meet eyes.
6 o'clock.
Paula looks away into the ceiling. At night, Andrew and Penny stroll together outside wrapped in warm coats.
Penny, for your thoughts?
I must confess, Andrew, that I've never eaten food like that before.
Chef's a friend, very talented.
Yeah, that Alaskan salmon was incredible.
It was a beautiful dinner, all around.
You know, Alaska is a beautiful place. I've actually been there a couple times with my... It's just stunning. The wildlife, landscape. Do you know there's 8 national parks in Alaska?
I love Alaska. It has some of the largest oil fields in North America. Did you know that?
I've met some great businessmen from up there, and we've made a lot of money together.
I see. Well, this is me.
I had a wonderful night.
Yeah, me too. Thank you so much for dinner.
Oh, Christmas tree, oh.
Christmas tree, how lovely are thy branches.
This is my favorite Christmas carol.
Mine too.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny? All our talk about trees and instant Christmas, it's like they knew the exact song to sing. Somebody's trying to tell us something, Penny.
Andrew winks at one caroler and he winks back.
Christmas tree, how lovely are thy branches.
Carolers fold their books and walk off, leaving Penny and Andrew near her car.
I'm really glad we're on the same page with the campaign. We make a good team.
They hold each other's gaze for a moment. Andrew leans in toward Penny's lips.
Andrew, what are you doing?
Too soon?
No, I mean, yes.
Is it me?
No, you're great. You have the whole checklist. It's just, you're a client.
You're right, but I shouldn't have crossed the line.
We just have to be...
professional. I understand.
I'm married.
You're married?
Yes. I mean, no. I mean, I was, and now I'm not, and it's just...
It's
just
complicated?
It's complicated.
I understand. Boundary's very clear, Penny. I'm the client.
Thank you.
And you still have feelings for your ex-husband. I completely understand. In my experience, ex-husbands can be tricky. You never know when they're going to pop up. They can be, what's the word? Challenge.
Well, I still had a wonderful evening. Thank you.
As did I. Penny licked the coin.
Andrew holds her car door open as Penny settles in. He closes the door behind her. Penny drives away and Andrew watches after her with his hands in his pockets.
I like challenges.
As he turns around, Andrew bumps into Stuart.
Pardon me.
No problem.
The two men split and go their separate ways. Golden string lights shine on a green artificial Christmas tree. Penny rushes around to fix bulb ornaments on a white tree.
Carl, it looks amazing. Thank you.
Trees in front of a screen with a snowy scene.
Just a little to the left. Yeah, that looks great. Miss Atwell, I need to speak with you.
Yeah.
The photographer just canceled.
Canceled?
He had to go to Singapore. I don't know all the details.
Okay, okay. We can fix this.
I don't see how. Logan was the best. 6 days till Christmas, I called all the other agencies and no one's available on such short notice. We need someone with an eye, keen visual style, great interpersonal skills. Do you know a photographer like that?
Penny holds her breath as she looks to Paula. With fingers hesitantly hovering over her keyboard, Penny types into a search bar Fisher Photography. She clicks on the first result, which leads to a page that reads Stuart Fisher Photography, clicks on About where a photo of a smiling Stuart appears. Penny stares at his photo for an extended time before a smirk crosses her face. Her red car pulls in front of a store with a sign in the window which reads Passport Photos. She exits the vehicle and struts toward the store's entrance. Gets to the door and stops in place for a moment. Looks to the handle then finally reaches for it and pulls the door open. Inside, Penny peeks her head down a hallway from the front room. At the end of the hall, Stuart holds his eye to a camera with a lens near a Christmas landscape with miniature trees and other figurines. Penny makes her way toward him. She goes unnoticed by Stuart, who adjusts the bed of cotton decorated as snow around a tiny carousel. He pulls the camera back up to his eye.
Hi. The door was open.
Yes, right over there on the table.
I'm sorry?
The package? I made some changes. I'm sure she'll be really happy with them.
Yeah, no, I'm not actually here for that.
Oh, what are you here for?
He looks to her briefly but continues snapping photos.
I'm sorry, I'm on a bit of a deadline here.
Always a hard worker.
Excuse me?
No, I was just talking to myself.
Well, miss, if I can do anything. That's funny?
You just call me miss.
What am I supposed to call you?
Stuart sprinkles more snow down.
You don't know me?
Am I supposed to?
He faces her and walks closer.
No. No, we've never met. No, I'm Penny Atwell, Senior VP of Marketing at Belford Advertising.
Stuart Fisher, President and CEO of Stuart Fisher Photography.
Nice to meet you.
I'm also Vice President and Secretary.
I can see that.
Stuart bends back over the Christmas scene and glances again to Penny.
I'm sorry, but is there something...
I'm here to offer you a job.
No, thank you.
Great. Did you just say no thank you?
You work for Belford. Pretty high-end advertising firm. But I cannot take another corporate gig right now.
Oh, why not? You have to.
Mrs. Atwell.
Miss
Atwell. I don't have to do anything. My plate is really full right now, and no offense, but I'm just tired of these corporate gigs. It's not what I want to be doing.
I know, but...
I appreciate you coming here, but I do have to get back to these photos.
Stu, I need the best. And that's you.
He straightens his back.
What makes you say that?
Well, let's just say I'm a fan. The photo shoot, it's a national campaign, and if you change your mind, you know where to find me.
Penny sets her business card down on a photo of bobcats.
I love that photo.
She looks to Stuart and smiles before she heads down the hall to the exit. Stuart watches after her, and eventually one side of his mouth raises in a half smile. Outside, when the door closes behind her, Penny stands in place and looks back for a moment before she continues onto her car. Inside, Stuart bites his bottom lip and glances down to Penny's card. He picks it up and studies it between his fingers.
Miss Atwell, you've got yourself a photographer.
Two men cover decorated artificial trees with fake fluffy snow. Stuart looks into a camera which faces the trees before a screen of a snowy mountainscape. Penny, Paula, Avery and others watch nearby. Andrew approaches Penny, who holds eyes on Stuart.
Hey, Penny.
Penny stands with a dreamy gaze in Stuart's direction. Stuart fiddles with buttons on the camera.
Oh, hi, Andrew.
Hi, Andrew.
I'm excited about this.
Me too.
Looks very... festive.
Thank you. And we have a top-notch photographer.
Stuart clicks a shot at the scene which appears on the small screen of the camera. Andrew huffs and crosses his arms.
Stuart?
Yes, Andrew?
I can't quite make out the fiber optic trees in the background. They're out of focus.
Oh, yeah, that's intentional.
Intentional?
Andrew nears Stuart and his camera.
Yeah, using this lens at the widest f-stop to reduce the depth of field, so the focus of the image is the mysterious box with the new logo.
Why are we advertising these trees if we can't see them?
Well, you get a sense of them. It's, you know, a teaser, part of the mystery.
I'm not paying for mystery.
He's micromanaging again. What are you waiting for? Get in there.
But how do
you tell me? You're the senior VP of marketing.
The first C of Belford Advertising. Creativity.
Penny smiles to Avery and struts off.
Thought it was commitment.
I can certainly keep everything in focus if you prefer. But the eye will wander. And this way we're telling the viewers, look over here. This is what we want you to see. The new Gillinghams.
With the suggestion of something in the background.
Right.
A bit of a mystery.
Whet the consumer's appetite.
Don't give away everything.
That's just a teaser.
What's in the box? We'll find out next year.
Penny and Stuart stand facing Andrew, who shifts his eyes back and forth between the two.
You know what? Why don't you take a look in the monitor?
Yeah.
Let us know what you think.
Stewart repositions himself behind the camera stand. On the monitor, a box with a capital G sits in the foreground while in the background Christmas trees sparkle in varying colors. Focus changes so the box becomes clear while the trees are blurry.
What do you think?
Looks great for the teaser.
Andrew?
Penny's brows raise in Andrew's direction.
Sure. Sounds good to me.
Great.
Let's do it.
Stewart shoots Penny a thumbs up. She holds her thumb up and smiles.
Good job.
Thank you.
A broad grin crosses Stewart's face before he turns back to his camera. Penny exits an elevator where Stewart packs up his gear.
Great day.
Oh, hey, Miss Atwell. I didn't realize you were still here.
Workaholic. Guilty.
I'll second that.
One more day and we're all done.
Yeah, I guess so.
Do you need help with that?
No, I'm okay.
You know what? Four hands are better than two.
Okay. Thanks. my studio is just a couple blocks away. I like to walk everywhere I can.
I know. I mean, me too.
Busy street full of Christmas lights. Penny carries a camera stand. Stewart with large bags.
Thought you handled your client really well today.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, clients have ideas. You have to be delicate. You're smart. Smart the way you approached it. And you obviously have a great eye.
Thanks, but I was really just winging it. Kind of new to all of this.
Really?
Yeah.
Never heard an executive say that. You seem so confident.
Oh, look. Douglas Fir.
The two stop before a large tree.
Reminds me of the old Christmas tree lot on Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah, where they do the big nutcracker display.
Yeah.
And they take all the trees.
Decorate all the trees that they haven't sold.
Yeah. I go every year. It's a Christmas Eve tradition.
Me too.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll see you there. It's in 4 days. Surprised you know this is a Douglas Fir. You really know your trees.
Oh, I had a friend once who knew a lot about them.
It's good to have friends that remind us of the little things that make us feel happy.
So often they're right in front of us.
That's what I love about my nature photography. One, please, Charlie.
Chestnut stand.
Thanks. Whenever I'm out there in Alaska or Georgia or wherever, and I capture that moment a Kodiak catches her first salmon or a falcon feeds her nestlings. It's nothing like it.
Sounds wonderful. Why didn't you do more of that?
I'd love to. It's just not practical. Birds and rock formations don't pay bills.
Well, I say listen to your heart, Stu. When you stop listening, it stops making noise. What? Is that funny?
It's just no one else calls me Stu. Just you.
Oh. Well, I don't have to.
No, I don't. I don't mind.
They hold each other's gaze. A soft smile grows on Penny before Stewart breaks their stare.
I should really get going.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah. I have some work I have to do. Please.
Okay, is everything okay?
Yeah, everything's fine. Everything's fine. Just thank you so much.
Yeah.
Have a great night, okay?
Stewart turns with a handful of bags in his camera stand and walks away. Penny is left holding the bag of chestnuts.
So she comes in and she asks for a gemstone Christmas present. So I'm thinking birthstone, December birthstone. That's turquoise and zircon and tanzanite. But those are all blue. So then I'm thinking something red and green. Christmas colors, right?
Penny fidgets with gemstones.
Penny, are you even listening to me?
I'm sorry.
Did you hear any of that?
No.
Where are you? You've been like that since you got here.
I know.
What's going on? Okay, spill it.
Okay. The photo shoot went really well.
That's great. And?
And I met a man.
Penny, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me more.
He's a photographer.
It's not really like you to get involved in office romance.
We went for a walk together.
It was really nice. And then all of a sudden, he got distant. And I don't know if it's something that I said or did, or if I'm just really out of practice with this stuff.
Well, maybe he could sense the attraction and he just really wanted to keep it professional.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Speaking from experience, huh, Nick?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Come on, it's your turn to spill it.
Nothing to spill.
Yeah, right.
Hey, what do you want me to say? I've got suitors and prospects and a man who serenades me under my terrace? Come on, Penny. You're the dreamer. I am a realist.
And
I just haven't met the right guy, I guess. And I don't really know that I ever will.
A snow globe in Penny's hands.
I'm not so sure about that, Nick.
She smirks and raises globe.
I see a handsome man in your future.
I see a snowman.
Enough about that. I want to hear more about your photographer.
A group of folks smile as Santa hands out candy. Penny strolls down the sidewalk and stops when the mysterious woman calls her name.
Hello, Penny.
Oh, hi. You again.
I got your present.
Oh.
I know this has been a challenging time for you, and it is 5 days before Christmas, so it's the least I could do.
You shouldn't have, but thank you.
Gift to Erin shakes.
Why do people do that? I mean, what's up with that Christmas tradition?
What tradition?
Shaking the present. You know, shaking the present here, shaking the present there. Shake, shake, shake.
Penny shakes again.
It's chocolates. I can tell it's chocolates. I'm not pleased with you, Penny.
Well, I can't help it. I'm a good guesser.
No, Penny. Truth be told, the boss is a little ticked off with me, too.
What boss?
You know.
The woman's eyes wander upward and Penny's follow.
Why?
You ruined the wish.
Stop doing that. It freaks me out.
Did you hear what I said? You ruined the wish.
How did... How?
By seeking him out. You were supposed to live your life without Stuart.
I did that for a little bit, and it was okay. But I missed Stu, and now he's back.
This was not part of the wish. And now, thanks to you, I have to fix the mess you made.
How is this a mess? I'm getting to know my husband all over again. And maybe, just maybe, getting a second chance to fall in love with him. How often does that happen in a lifetime?
I gave you the gift of a Christmas wish. Don't shake it so much.
Penny's brows furrow as the woman rises and departs. As Penny sits on the bench near a lit Christmas tree, the corners of her mouth begin to lift slowly. She sets the wrapped gift box down on the bench and reaches into her purse to pull her phone out, pounds buttons on phone and holds it to her ear, picks up purse and walks off, leaves gift on bench.
Hi, Stu. It's Penny. I was thinking of coming by your studio tomorrow to look at the shots. Yeah?
A city street shoveled of snow, an elevated train rolls between buildings, front door of SF Photography with a decorated wreath, inside, Stuart and Penny sit before a monitor.
These are wonderful images, Stu.
Thanks.
Gillian is gonna love them. I mean, look at these! You created mystery from fiber optics, it's magical. We are gonna sell a million trees.
Plus. Hard to mess up with such great lenses.
Stop it. You're always so modest.
Stu shoots a questioning glare.
Always?
Always.
Penny sips from a mug. Photo of Penny.
Oh, how'd that get in there?
When did you take that?
You know what? Tomorrow I think we should really go to town on the secret of the Christmas in a box. That's why I'm ordering those macro lenses, so we can really emphasize the mystery.
What about using your fog machine to create a dreamy, wintry atmosphere?
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
She nods her head and smiles toward him.
Have we worked together before?
Penny rises and picks up a photo of a bumblebee and a flower and one of his small red fox on a log.
This shortbread is amazing.
Mm. Oh, that's my sister. She's always been the Christmas baker. Christmas cookies, Christmas shortbread, Christmas fruitcake, which you don't like.
How do you know I don't like Christmas fruitcake?
Who does?
Print of a breaching blue whale.
These are really pretty, Stu.
Thanks.
They're more than pretty. They tell a story. This is what I was talking about last night, following your passions. You have a real gift.
Continues to sort through photos while he watches her. Prince shows family of bobcats. She smiles broadly and turns around with the photo between her fingers.
I really love this picture. Right?
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Have you ever thought about publishing a book?
How did you know? It's a dream of mine, to publish a book on wildlife photography.
The two meet eyes, then Penny looks away.
Can I be honest?
Yeah, please.
She flexes her fingers and paces away from him.
What if I told you that I'm not who you think I am? I'm not Penny Adwell, senior VP of marketing. I'm not even an executive. I'm just an insecure copywriter with big dreams. I woke up one day in this new world, successful with a corner office, an assistant, and a fancy car. And I don't know how I got here. And I can't find my way back to my old life.
I know exactly what you mean.
You do?
Yeah, I ask myself all the time, how did I end up here? And the paths we take, sometimes I wonder if my life would be different if I had made other choices. I mean, we all feel like frauds on some level, right? Imposters. Like, we're not good enough. We just keep pretending. Oh.
He reaches for phone.
Oh, sorry, I have to get this. This is the lenses for tomorrow. It's
no,
a special
it's okay.
Order.
I gotta go. I gotta go to the office. I'll see you at the shoot tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hello.
Andrew paces and checks his watch. Avery fidgets with a clementine. Penny looks to the floor near Stu's camera stand as Stu adjusts the lenses on camera.
Penny, can I talk to you for a minute?
Yeah. We are waiting on some lenses, which should be here any minute, and I can assure you it'll be well worth the wait.
I hope so. I don't like paying people to sit around.
Yeah.
As Andrew walks away, Penny's jaw clenches. She turns to address Stu.
Hey, any updates?
Yeah, he's en route.
Thank goodness.
Hey.
Yeah?
You're doing a great job, Penny. I think all you have to do is breathe.
What I need is to keep breathing. Okay, I did that.
Okay, now smile.
What?
Smile and breathe. Breathe and smile. Hey, anyone order a case of Cook macro lenses?
Oh, finally.
So sorry, man. I had to call in a few favors.
Okay. Brian! Brian! It's you! Brian, you are here! Oh my gosh! It is so good to see you!
It's great to see you too.
She's so excited about her work, isn't she?
Man, I should be late more often.
Penny, this is Brian. Brian owns
the best little camera store on the East Side. Everyone knows that.
They do?
Hey, everyone. Can I have your attention, please? Gather around.
Ooh.
Yes, I'm wearing an ugly Christmas sweater. Seemed that everyone missed the memo today that it was ugly Christmas sweater day. That's fine. I'm over it. But a memo you don't want to miss is our annual Christmas party tomorrow, December 23rd. And backed by popular demand is our raffle. And this year, with the suggestion of Miss Atwell, all the funds raised will be donated to the Christmas Charity Foundation.
And can we please show some appreciation to Paula, who wins the prize for most beautiful, ugly Christmas sweater I've ever seen.
Paula curtsies in sweater.
Thank you. Thank you. You're gonna go, right? You're gonna go. Yeah?
It should be quite the shindig, Andrew. I hope you can make it.
I guess I should go.
Yeah.
Wouldn't miss it for the world.
Andrew stares to Penny and Stu, who admire each other. A decorative water fountain reads Belford. Several people chat in formal wear. A young girl reaches with tongs to a buffet dish of appetizers. Paula hands out raffle tickets from a large spool. Banquet room with a large table of food. Christmas wreaths line the walls and large ball ornaments dangle from the ceiling between chandeliers. Penny and Nikki enter the room.
I cannot believe you brought me to this. Parties are not my thing, they are your thing.
You look beautiful.
Thank you.
Besides, there are plenty of single men here.
Is that lobster?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm gonna be right back.
Penny with a large grin as her sister walks off. Nikki tongs onto a plate several lobster tails.
Penny.
Oh, hi, Avery.
Congratulations, the teaser looks fantastic. I've never seen happier clients.
Thank you.
And the way you worked with Andrew. I mean, he told me of all his input. I'm really impressed with how you listened to his ideas and realized them, of course. So smile. Enjoy the holidays, as you should. Merry instant Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Penny hears Andrew and others.
Instant Christmas. It's brilliant. How did you come up with it?
I just thought of it. Instantly.
Penny's smile fades.
Excuse me, gentlemen.
A scornful look crosses Penny's face as she makes her way across the room.
Ms. Atwell.
Paula. Oh, you look amazing.
Oh, thank you. I'm selling tickets for the Christmas raffle. How many would you like?
Put me down for $100 worth.
Alrighty then. I recommend the Christmas in the Caribbean prize. It's the perfect romantic getaway for two.
They playfully smirk to each other before Paula struts away. Penny scans the room of people before she finally sees Stuart with Brian together. She inhales, then exhales, smiles in his direction.
He breathes and smiles and smiles and breathes. If he doesn't notice me in the next 10 seconds, it's not meant to be.
Stuart and Brian face the bartender, who wears an elf's hat with bells. Stuart turns to scan the room and meets Penny's gaze. He smiles and holds up a hand to wave. Stuart points to a spot and she nods in agreement. They each head that way.
Hey, you.
So this is the way advertisers do Christmas. Very nice.
Do you have room in your purse for this? I'm serious.
Nikki sticks fork in mouth.
Oh, God. This is my sister, Nikki.
Hi, how are you?
Nice to meet you.
Thanks for the invite, Penny.
So glad you're here. Brian, this is my sister, Nikki.
Brian and Nikki meet each other's gaze.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Hi.
Is that lobster?
Yeah, it is. Would you like to go and get some?
I'd love to.
Okay.
They scamper off. Nikki turns to Penny and grins.
Interesting.
Match made in heaven.
We're in Maine.
Nikki and Brian giggle over lobster tails.
I wanted to follow up on what we were talking about the other night.
Okay.
I've been meaning to tell you something.
I have been wanting to tell you so much.
Their conversation becomes inaudible as Andrew watches them from afar. Andrew raises a glass to his lips.
Meeting you has been wonderful and unexpected. In the last few days, I've felt inexplicably drawn to you.
Not completely inexplicable, I hope.
Yeah.
What I mean is, I don't know how I'm gonna say this, so I'm just gonna say it. But I'm getting...
Stuart.
Woman kisses Stu.
Sorry I'm late. You look so handsome tonight.
Lily, this is Penny Atwell.
The fake tree lady. I've heard so much about you. I just love artificial trees. Mm.
Lily is my fiance.
Nice to meet you, Penny.
Penny holds her hand out.
Yeah, yeah, Stu has done a terrific job for us this week. See, Stuart? You should be doing more corporate photography. You're good at it. That would be so impressed.
Andrew watches with wide eyes, shifts on his feet, and a slight smile grows on his face.
Lily is a cruise director. She just got back from 2 months in the Gulf of Mexico.
Olé. But Stuart loves to travel for work too, right? I wouldn't call that work. Let's face it, birds and rock formations don't pay bills.
Well, I say follow your heart.
Stuart inhales deeply.
Excuse me.
Penny turns and walks off, comes face to face with Andrew.
Stuart has a fiance.
And? She seems nice.
She is.
He's your ex-husband, isn't he?
It all makes sense now. No wonder you have feelings for him.
Oh, this is good. This is priceless, Penny. I told you exes were tricky.
If you excuse me, I want to be by myself.
Well, if you ever want to talk.
Stuart stands with his hands in his pockets and saddened eyes. A server in an elf hat carries a tray of champagne glasses past Penny, who sobs on a stairway. Exterior of Penny's home with multicolored string lights.
What happened to you at the party last night? You just disappeared.
There's something you don't know about me.
Okay.
I used to be a very different person. I didn't know what I had and how much I loved it. And that's gone now.
Okay.
Texts from Brian.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
I have a date.
What?
Yeah.
Now?
Yeah.
By Christmas Eve?
Yes. But you know what? I don't have to go.
No. This is great.
Is it Brian?
Yes. I've just never met anyone like him. And I have you to thank for that. I mean, it's like we had this instant connection, and I just feel like I've known him for
your whole life.
Yeah. Okay, so happy for you.
Okay, but we can talk about all of this stuff tomorrow.
Absolutely.
And we are going to have a great day.
Oh. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will tell you all about it.
Yeah! Have fun!
Penny's smile fades as her sister leaves. She enters her living room and stands near the white artificial tree. Grabs hold of a silver ball ornament. A flashback shows Stuart, who broadly smiles beside a fir tree with multicolored lights. In slow motion, Stuart hangs candy cane on the tree.
Pretty, isn't it?
Penny turns to face the woman who sits on her couch.
I mean, for something that isn't real. You got some nerve.
I tried to warn you.
Well, you know what? I am done with this wish. You can take it back.
It's not that easy. You don't just snap your fingers.
Well, what do you mean it's not that easy? You granted me a wish, and now you can take it back.
Have you ever tried returning something, Penny? You have to stand in line. You have to have the original packaging, the receipt.
I am the original packaging. I am the receipt. I want my old life back.
My old job. My messy house. I miss Stu. Oh, I miss Stu, so please, can you tell me how to get back to him?
Tears grow in her eyes.
I'm sorry, honey, but the boss says maybe another time.
And I guess I'm just gonna have to tell him the truth.
About what?
About this, about the wish. Everything. I know exactly where to find him.
You can try, but he's not going to believe you.
Watch me.
Penny exits with her coat and bag. Heavy snow falls on the ye olde Christmas tree lot. Lily and Stuart are bundled up.
So excited to see this famous nutcracker display.
Yeah. It's right up there.
Two tall nutcrackers with black hats and trumpets. Stuart stops and grazes a large tree.
Douglas fir.
You and your trees. It's cute.
It doesn't belong there.
He picks up from the ground a glass angel tree topper.
Stuart, we should go. It's starting.
I'll be there in a sec.
Hey, but hurry.
Okay.
Lily excitedly scurries off as Stuart rotates the angel in his hands. Penny rounds a corner and makes her way down a lane flanked by trees.
There you are.
What are you doing here?
Christmas Eve tradition, right?
They gaze into each other's eyes.
I just wanted to see you again.
I didn't think you'd ever want to see me again. Is everything okay? Did the footage turn out?
Oh, yeah. It's great. I mean, I don't know if I want to be involved in a campaign anymore, but...
Why?
It's instant Christmas. It's just not real. Christmas isn't something you can take out of a box and put away in a closet. It's more than decorations and trees and cookies. It's the spirit. It's tradition. Being with people you love. You can't put that in a box.
I think you might be right.
Stuart!
He turns to Lily and Penny looks to the ground.
You should see this!
Listen, Stu, hey, I...
You go.
No, you go.
About the party? I really wanted to tell you, but I was so confused.
I know.
I know this is gonna sound strange, but when I first met you, when you first came to the studio, I felt like somehow I've known you. Like I've always known you. It's crazy, right?
Not at all.
It's like deja vu.
Come on, Stuart!
They both look in Lily's direction. Stuart turns to Penny and swallows.
Do you love her?
Stuart's shoulders slump.
She has a good heart.
And you're gonna marry her. You are. I wouldn't expect anything less. It's what I love about you. No, it's
I'm
okay.
So, I'm
no,
sorry.
No, please don't be sorry. You're following your heart. And can you just promise me something?
Yeah.
If I never see you again, don't forget me.
Promise.
Penny half smiles with tearful eyes. Stuart looks to the angel tree topper in his hands.
I found this.
He extends the angel toward Penny, who takes it.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
She looks down at the angel and Stuart turns back toward her.
Maybe it was another time. Another place.
Yes. Another time.
Tears roll down her cheeks. Stuart smiles and turns his back, walks away. Penny holds the base of the angel with one hand and supports the rest with her other hand. She watches Stuart as distance grows between them. She glances down at the angel. Looks up with her mouth slightly agape.
Another time, another place.
Steps up a small stool near the Douglas fir.
Another time, another place.
Extends her arm upward and raises her heels to be on her tippy toes, sets the angel at the top of the tree. Angel glows brightly, Penny falters on the stool and begins to fall back.
I got you. I got you.
Penny. Penny. Hey. Penny.
You fell.
You okay?
I'm home.
A broad smile on Penny's face as Stuart helps her up. She grabs his neck and the two share a long kiss.
Merry Christmas, Nick.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Taylor.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Chad.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, Brian. Oh, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I'm so glad you're okay.
You fell.
Nikki hands Penny her cell.
Hello? Yeah? Really? Thanks.
Penny lowers the phone from her ear.
That was work.
I got the promotion.
Happy for you, babe.
Thank you.
Oh.
Thank you. Oh. Yeah, I'm not gonna take it.
What?
Well, you're going to Alaska tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
I thought I'd come with you. You gotta finish your book. And you need full-time management to put together your book tour, market the book, both here and overseas.
Do you know who could do that kind of job?
I do, Auntie Penny.
That's right.
Stuart spins Penny around in his arms. Over Stuart's shoulder, Penny spots the mysterious woman.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
The woman nods and disappears.
What was the change of heart?
My real Christmas wish came true.
What was that?
I love you, Stu.
I love you, Penny.
They lock lips, as do Nikki and Brian.